话能听见吗
可以。
？OK，好，感谢主，也感谢弟兄刚才给我们点的这首诗歌。
Daniel, are you there?
Daniel。
Daniel 在吗？Daniel 不在的话，可不可以听他再麻烦一下？
OK，好。
对不起哈，大家好。
Thank the Lord. I also thank the Lord for the hymn He gave us.
Yeah, 这首很好的诗歌。
It was a very good hymn.
我今天想跟弟兄姐妹分享的，主题是随从灵而行。
So today the theme I would like to share with brothers and sisters is, follow the Holy Spirit.
它英文是 Walking in the Spirit。
Walking in the Spirit.
也就像刚才我们所唱的诗歌。
Just like the hymn we sang.
我们诗歌的每一节都是讲到，Walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost.
Each verse in the hymn says, "Walking in the comfort of the Holy Ghost."
就是讲到的，我们要在每就是在圣灵的安慰当中行走。
So walk, which is walking in the comfort of the Holy Spirit.
所以感谢主这个诗歌是非常好的诗歌。
Therefore, thank the Lord, it was a very good hymn.
好，那我们在开始前，我们还是有些祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
主耶稣，我们感谢你我们能够再一次和中心弟兄姐妹一同在基督身体里有这样交通的时间。
Lord Jesus, we thank you that once again we can fellowship together with brothers and sisters in the body of Christ.
主，我们也在这里仰望你，等候你向我们来说话。
Lord, I'm here together. We wait before you to speak to us.
愿主你的圣灵来充满浇灌我们每一个人。
May your Holy Spirit fill and pour in each one of us.
主啊，愿你亲自借着圣灵能够向我们众人的心来说话。
To pray that through the Holy Spirit you can speak to each one of our hearts.
主啊，我们在这里等候你。
Lord, we wait before you.
愿你能够打开天上的窗户。
To pray that you can open up the window in heaven.
主啊，叫你宝座的话，主啊能够倾倒下来。
Pour down the words from your throne.
主啊，把讲的、翻译的、听的都一同交在你的手中。
We commit the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen unto your hands.
愿我们能够一同被你的来建造。
So we can all being built up together by you.
我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我今天的主题是随从灵而行。
So today the theme is walk in the Spirit.
圣经是在加拉太书第五章十六节。
That is in Galatians chapter 5:16.
你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
So that if you walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
不知道朱弟兄可不可以把那个圣经收一下。
So, Brother Chu, if you could please present.
在这个圣这节里边讲到，当顺着圣灵而行，它英文也就是 walk in the spirit。
So this verse says walk in the spirit。
我想讲到随从灵而行，弟兄姐妹们肯定有很多的经历和认识。
So I trust that when we talk about walk in the spirit, brothers sisters must have much experience and understanding。
所以如果我交通的弟兄姐妹都知道了或者都经历过。
So if what I will share, if you already know or you have already experienced.
那就当作一个 remind, 或一个提醒或者是一起复习。
So we can take it as a reminder or review together.
我说交通的有很多就是这是我现在正在学的功课。
What I will share are many of them are the lessons I'm learning right now.
有很多也是我一生都要学习的功课。
And many of them are the lifetime lessons.
就像我们刚才领会的弟兄也都提到我们每一个圣徒我们得救之后神就把圣灵放在我们的里面。
Just like our brother have shared that each one of us who have been saved, then the Lord placed the Holy Spirit within us.
每一个得救的人都有圣灵内住在我们的里面。
For each one of us who are being saved, that there's the indwelling of the Holy Spirit.
神把他的灵放在我们的灵里面。
God placed His Spirit within our spirit.
然后圣灵在我们里面，我们可以如果我们读约翰福音的话，我们可以大概知道圣灵工作的三个大比较大的方面。
So as the Holy Spirit is within us, if we read the Gospel Book of John, we will know that there are three major aspects of the work of the Holy Spirit.
在约翰福音的十四章二十六节。
Gospel Book of John, chapter 14, verse 26.
14章二十六节。
chapter 14, verse 26.
Yeah, 这边讲到但保惠师就是父因我的名所要差的圣灵，他要将一切的事指教你们，并且要叫你们想起我对你们所说的一切话。
But the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and will bring to you remembrance all the things which I have said to you.
所以保惠师就是圣灵。
Therefore, the Comforter is the Holy Spirit.
圣灵会把一切的事情都来指教我们。
The Holy Spirit will teach us all things.
他在凡事上都会引导我们。
And he will guide us in all things.
同样是约翰他自己写的，在约翰一书里边。
Also John wrote in First John.
约翰一书第二章十七节。
First John chapter 2 verse 17.
他第二章十七节。
Chapter 2 verse 17.
约翰一书第二章sorry, 是二章二十七节。
Should be chapter 2, verse 27.
二十七节说，你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们，这恩膏是真的，不是假的。你们要按着恩膏的教训住在主里面。
And yourself, the unction which you have received from him abides in you, and you have not need that anyone should teach you, but as the same unction teaches you as to all things, and is true and is not a lie, and even as it has taught you, you should abide in him.
这边提到主的恩膏也是存在我们的心里。
Here mentioned that the unction of the Lord also is within us.
所以讲到主的恩膏，而且会在凡事上教训我们。
And also here says the unction, the same unction teaches you to all things.
所以对应到我们刚才读的约翰福音十四章二十六节里边，所以这边的恩膏其实就是圣灵。
So just like the Gospel Book of John, chapter 14, verse 26 says that as here the unction is actually the Holy Spirit.
我想弟兄姐妹，我们都会有 这样的经历，就是圣灵会在很多事情上都来带领我们。
I trust that brothers and sisters have many experiences that the Holy Spirit guides us in many things.
所以刚才我们读到这个要按照恩膏的教训住在主里面。
So just as we read that we have to abide in the Lord by the teaching of the unction.
所以我想约翰就是提醒我们需要随从灵而行。
So that John reminds us that we shall walk in the Spirit.
因为圣灵会在凡事上引导我们。
For the Holy Spirit will guide us in all things.
所以我们需要在凡事上去摸我们里边的感觉。
So that in all things we have to touch the sense within us.
我们要去学习受圣灵的管制。
And we have to learn to under the discipline of the Holy Spirit.
我想弟兄姐妹都有这方面很多的例子。
I trust that brothers and sisters have many examples of those.
我举一个简单的例子。
So, a brief, a simple example.
我们现在在疫情当中。
As now we are in the midst of pandemic.
像很多弟兄姐妹，我们购物都是在网上购物。
Then I trust that many brothers and sisters purchase things online.
我们圣经里也跟我们讲过，我们基督徒是不吃血的。
The Bible also have told us that a Christian should not eat blood.
因为血里有生命。
For within the blood is life.
这是圣经上说的话。
That's what's said in the Bible.
但是在实际生活当中，我们需要圣灵在我们里边，遇到事情的时候，在我们里边来带领我们。
But in our actual daily life, when we face those things, we need the Holy Spirit to guide us.
所以像我们在网上购物的时候，比如看到一些商品是跟血有关系的，那圣灵就提醒我们不要去买这些商品。
So as we purchase things online, when we see some products that has the blood in it, then the Holy Spirit reminds us do not purchase them.
我记得有一次我们在网上买一个叫五更常忘的东西。
I remember that once we purchased something that's a Chinese dish with the intestine.
那个东西看上去看不太清楚，不知道是应该就是跟肠有关的。
We did not see that very clearly, but has to do with intestine.
就买回来了。
So we brought them.
然后打开了一看，发现里边有很多的血，或者鸡血、鸭血。
So after we opened it, we found that there's a lot of maybe the blood of duck or chicken.
买的时候没有看，它上面并没有写清楚。
When we purchased it, it did not mention clearly on the outside of the product.
但是里边圣灵就说这个有血的东西，这个血需要处理掉。
But the Holy Spirit within us tell us that we have to, we cannot take this as it has blood.
但是那个东西五更常忘，它里边有一半的都是血。
But this product, this dish, half of it has blood.
所以你要把血都扔掉的话，那就肠就没剩下多少了。
So if we throw away the blood, then what's left? There's not much left.
但是里边就有挣扎。
So we had some struggles.
但是圣灵继续在里边说，这个如果是主提醒的，那就是要处理掉。
But the Holy Spirit continued to tell us that if it's what the Lord reminds us, then we have to throw this away.
所以后来就把它处理掉了。
So we threw this away.
所以我想这个神的话需要圣灵在这个事情上遇到事情的时候在我们里边来引导我们。
So God's word, when we face all those things, issues that we need the Holy Spirit to remind us.
那我们也需要随从里边能够随从圣灵来行。
And within us, we need to walk by the Holy Spirit.
约翰福音在另外一处又提到十六章的第七到第八节。
And Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 7 and 8.
他说十六章第七节。
John, chapter 16, verse 7.
然而我将真情告诉你们我是去是与你们有益的，我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去就差他来。
But I say the truth to you, it is profitable for you that I go away, for if I do not go away, the Comforter will not come to you, but if I go, I will send him to you.
他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
And having come, he will bring damnation to the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment.
啊，这里就提到圣灵保惠师的工作，就是叫我们啊为罪、为义、为审判，啊，我们能够自己责备自己。
So here mentions the work of the Comforter of the Holy Spirit is that we show demonstration to the world of sin, of righteousness, of judgment.
啊，这里提到一点就是圣灵会光照我们。
So here mentions that the Holy Spirit will enlighten us.
啊，只有圣灵光照下，我们才可以看到我们自己身上的罪。
Only under the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, then we can see the sins upon ourselves.
啊，另外一点也是在约翰福音里边。也同样16章的13节。
And also in John chapter 16 verse 13.
只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白，原文是做进入一切的真理。
But when he is come, the spirit of truth, he should guide you into all the truths.
这边讲到真理，它其实不是一个道理。
Here it talks about the truth, it's not just a doctrine.
它其实就是真实。
It's True.
所以只有圣灵呢，他会带领我们进入一切的真实当中。
So only the Holy Spirit will guide us to enter into all the truths. True.
所以我们所要做的就是要受圣灵的带领。
So what we should do is to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
我想弟兄姐妹，我们都清楚，因为圣灵也是一个位格。
So brother sister should also know that the Holy Spirit is also a person.
三位一体的神是父神、子神和圣灵。
The God Trinity is the God Father, God Son, and the Holy Spirit.
圣灵地位其实和父神和子神是一样的。
Actually, the position of the Holy Spirit is the same as the Father and Son.
所以我们需要尊重圣灵，就像尊重父神和子神是一样的。
So we have to respect the Holy Spirit just like we respect the Father and the Son.
但是圣灵呢？他是会说话的。
But the Holy Spirit is the one who speaks.
圣灵的声音通常是非常小的。
The voice of the Holy Spirit is the still small voice.
也常常是那个微小的声音。
It's the still small voice.
如果我们看旧约的列王记上19章的11到13节。
If we see 1 Kings chapter 19 verse 11 to 13.
11-13那个时候耶和华说，你出来站在山上，在我面前，那是耶和华从那里经过，在他面前有烈风大作，崩山碎石，耶和华却不在风中，风后地震，耶和华却不在其中。
And he said, Go forth and stand upon the mount before Jehovah, and behold, Jehovah passed by, and a great and strong wind rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before Jehovah. Jehovah was not in the wind, and after the wind, an earthquake. Jehovah was not in the earthquake.
然后地震后有火，耶和华也不在火中，火后有微小的声音。
And after the earthquake, a fire, Jehovah was not in the fire, and after the fire, a soft, gentle voice.
有些版本这边讲到微小的声音就是still small voice.
For some versions, the soft, gentle voice is the still small voice.
然后以利亚就听见，就用外衣蒙上脸，出来站在洞口，有声音向他说，以利亚，你在这里做什么？
And it came to pass when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood in the entrance of the cave. And behold, a voice came to him and said, What dost thou hear, Elijah?
So, 以利亚是听见那个圣灵微小的声音。
So, Elijah has heard the still small voice of the Holy Spirit.
所以我觉得这个也是我们同样有这样的经历。
So, we've also have the same experience.
我们也需要听见圣灵微小的声音。
We also need to hear the still small voice of the Holy Spirit.
就像刚才我们开始唱的那个诗歌里边，就会讲到listen to His voice.
So just like the hymn we sang, it also mentioned about listen to His voice.
要听那个圣灵微小的声音。
to listen to the still small voice of the Holy Spirit.
我记得我最近也是有这样一点小小的经历。
So recently I've had such experience.
有的时候因为买前段时间买了一个商品，然后那个商家他说你可以帮我们做 tester。
So that in previous time that we bought the product, and the shop mentioned that we can be their taster.
Tester 就是你可以，他再给我一个东西，然后我只要给他写个 review， 他就可以把这个东西免费给我。
Oh, the tester is that if we purchase another product and then write a review for them about that product, then they can give us this product.
然后我就这么做了，然后他就把钱退给我了。
So then I did this and they refund me.
但是问题是他多退了我十块钱。
But actually they refund $10 more to me.
我当时看到之后也就没有太在意，我就想算了，反正他退错了，多退十块钱。
When I saw it, I did not pay much attention, so I thought, oh, they refund me, they refund the wrong amount, which was more, $10 more.
但是过了一天之后呢，里边好像有声音说，哎，不对，他退你，多退你十块钱。
But after a day, then there's the voice telling me that, no, it was wrong, they refund me $10 more.
好像里边就有点不是太舒服。
So I did not feel comfortable inside.
但是也没有太在意。
But I still did not pay much attention.
又过了一会儿呢，里边的声音又说，多退点钱就你要退回去。
Then later a voice mentioned, tell me that what was refunded extra, you should return to them.
我就里边就稍微又犹豫一下，挣扎一下。
So I had I hesitate a little bit and struggled.
最后还是说那好，那我就退吧，我错了就把钱退给人家。
So at the end I said okay I would return, so I returned the money to them.
所以我想这个圣灵是会常常会用微小的声音来跟我们讲话的。
So the Holy Spirit often speak to us through this still small voice.
我们需要能够随从圣灵的带领。
So we have to walk in the Spirit, followed by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
但是随从圣灵的引导会遇到问题，就是我们的肉体。
But walk in the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the issue we will face is our flesh.
我们都知道，在加拉太书里边，保罗跟我们说，我们凡属耶稣基督的人是已经把肉体连同肉体的邪情私欲都已经钉在十字架上。
We know in Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 says that 五章二十二节 in Galatians chapter 5 verse 24 says that and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust.
主已经在实际上做成这个工作，就是把我们的肉体连同肉体邪情私欲都已经钉在十字架上。
So our Lord has already done this work on the cross, which is that he have crucified the flesh with the passions and the lusts on the cross.
但是这是主做成了一个事实。
This was the fact which our Lord has already done.
但是肉体还是在我们里面。
But the flesh is still within us.
所以我们里边既有圣灵又有肉体。
So within us, there is the Holy Spirit and the flesh.
所以我们常常遇到的问题就是我们是选择随从圣灵呢，还是选择随从肉体？
So often the issue we face is whether we choose to walk in the Spirit or walk in the flesh.
所以在罗马书的第八章里边，保罗就给我们讲得很清楚，第八章三到四节。
So Book of Romans chapter 8, verse 3 and 4.
保罗说律法基因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案。
For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God, having sent his own Son in likeness of flesh of sin and for sin, has condemned sin in the flesh.
使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体，只随从圣灵的人身上。
In order that the righteous requirement of the law should be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to flesh but according to spirit.
这边讲到那个随从就是 walk.
So here talk about walk.
然后在第五和第六节又说
In verse 5 and 6.
随从肉体的人体贴肉体的事，随从圣灵的人体贴圣灵的事。
For they that are according to flesh mind the things of the flesh, they that are according to spirit the things of the spirit.
体贴肉体的就是死，体贴圣灵的乃是生命平安。
For the mind of the flesh is death, but the mind of the spirit life and peace.
所以我们只有两种选择。
So we only have two choices.
要么就是随从圣灵，要么就是随从肉体。
Either walk in the spirit or walk in the flesh.
保罗在这边跟我们讲得很清楚。
Paul here tells us very clearly.
随从肉体的就是死。
For the mind of flesh is death.
随从圣灵的结果就是生命平安。
The result of the mind of the spirit is life and peace.
然后在加拉太书的第五章十六节。
And Galatians chapter 5 verse 16.
他说，我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。
But I say walk in the spirit and you shall no way fulfill flesh's lust.
这边顺着圣灵而行就是 walk in the spirit.
So here is walk in the spirit.
同样在这一章的二十五节。
And this chapter and verse 25.
二十五节说，我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事。
If we live by the Spirit, let us walk also by the Spirit.
这边讲到那个靠圣灵行事。
Walk also by the Spirit.
有些版本是翻译成 walk in the Spirit.
So some version translates into walk in the Spirit.
也就是顺着圣灵而行。
That is to walk in the Spirit.
在同样在加拉太书第六章的第七到第八节。
And Galatians chapter 6 verse 7 and 8.
他说不要自欺，神是轻慢不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。
Be not deceived, God is not mocked, for whatever a man shall sow, that also shall he reap.
顺着情欲撒种的必从情欲受败坏，顺着圣灵撒种的必从圣灵受永生。
For he that he sows to his own flesh shall reap corruption from the flesh, but he that sows to the Spirit from the Spirit shall reap eternal life.
这几处的圣经都是提到，就是我们的面临两种选择，要么就是随从圣灵，要么就是随从肉体。
So all those places of scripture mention that we have two choices, whether to follow the Holy Spirit or just follow the flesh.
这个加拉太书里面讲到那个情欲也就是肉体。
So here in the book of Galatians, the lust means flesh.
如果我们顺着情欲或者顺着肉体，那结果就是死和败坏。
If we follow the flesh or follow the lust,then the result of that is corruption.
顺着圣灵的结果就是生命平安或者是永生。
And to walk in the spirit, the result is that life and peace and eternal life.
我自己在这些话上有很多经历。
Myself have many experiences from those verses.
有很多是失败的经历。
Many of them are failure experience.
自从疫情以来，我们每天都在家里。
Ever since the pandemic started, we have been home every day.
孩子们也都在家里。
And children are home every day.
所以每天都是有很多功课要学。
So each day there are so many lessons to learn.
有时候我们这个肉体是很容易被挑动的。
And our flesh can be easily stirred up.
所以有时候孩子们他 身上的一些肉体就很容易挑动我们的肉体。
So the flesh on our children very easy stir our flesh.
如果我们光景不好的话，我们就容易发脾气。
If we don't have the good condition, then very easily we got angry.
我们有时候就说话就口气就比较硬。
Then what we say seems more harsh.
这样的结果不论发脾气或者是这个结果就是死。
So whether got into bad temper or harsh words, the result is death.
就是败坏，就是与神隔绝。
That is corruption and being disconnected from God.
有的时候呢，遇到这个肉体挑动的时候呢。
And sometimes when we face our flesh is being stirred up.
那里边就有声音说需要 calm down.
And a voice within says you have to calm down.
如果我们能够顺着这个声音去的话。
If we walk and follow this voice.
就不会受到挑动。
Then we will not being stirred up.
然后那个结果就是生命平安。
Then the result is life and peace.
然后我就觉得最近圣灵也一直在光照我。
And recently, the Holy Spirit keeps enlightening me.
如果有时候被挑起来，有时候动了血气之后。
And sometimes after being stirred up, and my flesh come out.
圣灵说你马上去要向跟孩子们道歉。
Then the Holy Spirit tell me you have to immediately say sorry to your children.
有时候圣灵的感动很厉害。
Sometimes the touch of the Holy Spirit is very strong.
圣灵感动很强烈。
And the touch of the Holy Spirit very strong.
说马上去道歉。
It tells me you have to apologize immediately.
那就赶快顺服下来，就赶快找个机会去跟孩子们道歉。
So I immediately obey and then find a chance to apologize to my children.
但有的时候呢，就不太愿意。
But sometimes I'm not willing.
圣灵虽然有感动。
Even though the Holy Spirit touched me.
那有时候好像觉得面子上过不去。
But sometimes I feel I would lose face.
所以里边还在跟圣灵讨价还价，还在跟圣灵 argue.
So I continue to negotiate and argue with the Holy Spirit.
再等等吧，再等一会儿再去道歉吧。
Let me just wait and then I will apologize.
所以很多事有的时候是等到最后，孩子们睡觉的时候才去，拖到最后才去道歉。
So sometimes I wait until the last minute before our children go to bed, then I apologize to them.
所以有的时候就是我们都就是不愿意顺服圣灵。
So sometimes we are not willing to obey the Holy Spirit.
明明圣灵是在里边说话的。
Actually, very obviously, the Holy Spirit speaks within.
有时候圣灵声音是很小。
Sometimes the voice of the Holy Spirit is very small.
但我不愿意顺服。
But I'm not willing.
我自己的意思很强
，and I have strong will.
我就拦阻圣灵的话
，so I actually hinder the words of the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣会在克西马尼园有这样三次的祷告。
That's why the Lord Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane prayed three times.
他祷告就是放下他自己的意思。
And his prayer is that to lay down his own will.
他甚至三次流泪。流泪汗如雪点祷告。
And three times he prayed with tears and sweat drop like blood.
所以我们需要主耶稣帮助我们能够放下我们自己。
So we need the Lord Jesus to help us to lay down ourselves.
使我们能够愿意顺服圣灵的带领。
So that we can be willing to follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
另外一点讲到那个罗马书第八章的十一到十三节。
And also Book of Romans chapter 8, verse 11 to 13.
他说，然而叫耶稣从死里复活的灵，若住在你们心里，那叫基督耶稣从死里复活的，也必借着住在你们心里的圣灵，使你们必死的身体又活过来。
But if the spirit of him that has raised up Jesus from among the dead dwell in you, he that has raised up Christ from among the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies also on account of his spirit which dwells in you.
弟兄们，这样看来，我们并不是欠肉体的债，去顺从肉体活着。
So then, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh, to live according to flesh.
你们若顺从肉体活着，必要死。 若靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着。
For if you live according to flesh, you are about to die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live.
啊，这里第十一节里面讲到要叫耶稣从死里复活着的灵。
So verse 11 says that the spirit of him that has raised up Jesus from among the dead.
啊，我们想我们很多我们成家的弟兄姐妹有就是有夫妻生活当中。
So I think those brothers and sisters who have married and about the life of marriage between husband and wife.
夫妻生活当中有很多都是鸡毛蒜皮的小事。
So actually, the life of between husband and wife, that's all tedious things.
有的时候就常常为这些小事呢，会有意见不一样。
Sometimes it's just because of those very tedious things, then we have a different opinions.
有时候做事的方法或者不一样，或者是这个有些反正各种不一样情况。
Sometimes it's the different way of doing things or other different situations.
然后一方就会指责另一方。
Then one side will point the fingers at the other one.
Yeah, 如果那被指责一方如果也去争辩的话，如果讲理由的话。
So the person who's being pointed at, if also argues.
那就常常就会吵起来，那就没有平安了。
Then the argument will come up, then lose peace.
如果那个被指责的那一方呢，如果他受那个叫耶稣从死里复活这灵的管制。
So if the one being pointed at is under the control of the spirit of him that has raised up Jesus among the dead.
如果他被指责的时候，他没有任何的反应。
If the one being pointed at actually has no reaction.
本来很多都是一些很小的事情，也没有什么很多没有对和错的。
Those are really tedious things, and there's truly no right nor wrong.
如果他没有反应，他就像死了一样。
If the person is has no reaction, just as if dead.
所以就像这边讲到的，借着圣灵，他必死的身体又活过来。
So just like here, then the quicken of your mortal bodies will be raised again.
本来是要发作的，肉体要发作，要吵架的。
Originally, the flesh will be stirred up, and there will be arguments.
但是那个圣灵在它里面管制它，它就像死了一样，没有反应，所以它就活了。
But the Holy Spirit is in control, and therefore there's no reaction, and he's just as if dead.
所以就像后面十三节里面讲到，是靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行。
So just like verse 13 says that it's by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body.
所以如果被指责的一方没有反应的话。
So the one that's being pointed at has no reaction.
那指责的一方。他说一会儿，他也就不说了。
So then the one points to the other person. After a while, then he also stops talking.
所以双方后来都复活了。
So both resurrected.
所以这当中就是一个原则，就是谁先死谁先活。
So the principle is who die first, then who shall live first.
所以这个就是靠着圣灵致死身体的恶行，必要活着，这非常的宝贵。
So that I think it's so precious that by the Holy Spirit put to death the deeds of the body, you shall live.
圣灵也就是十字架的实行。
The Holy Spirit is actually the exercise, execution of the cross.
十字架是致死的功用。
The cross is the function of putting to death.
要十字架要行出来就是靠圣灵。
To walk But in the cross is actually to by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵能够对付肉体。
The Holy Spirit will deal with the flesh.
我个人有很多的软弱和失败。
I personally have a lot of weakness and failures.
有的时候肉体就很强大。
And sometimes the flesh is very strong.
这个时候就回到主面前。
So then I will return to the Lord.
然后向主祷告。
And pray to the Lord.
主就常常就把这个话，就是靠着圣灵要致死身体的恶行，就放在我的里面。
Then the Lord often put this verse, by the Spirit you should put to death the deeds of the body.
那我就求主能够借着圣灵来致死我这个肉体的一切的行为。
Then I pray the Lord that by the Spirit I can put to death all my deeds of the body.
主就借着圣灵来做工。
Then the Lord will work through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就能够做致死的工作。
Then the Holy Spirit is able to do the work of putting to death.
我另外一点，我想我们弟兄姐妹都知道那个圣灵有果子，圣灵结的果子。
Another point is that brother sister all know that the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
在加拉太书的五章二十二节。
In Galatians chapter 5 verse 22.
五章二十节，而且讲到圣灵所结的果子，就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
But the fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, fidelity, meekness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
这个圣灵的果子有很多的方面。
So there are many aspects of the fruit of the Spirit.
其中最后一点就讲到那个节制。
So the last point is self-control.
我想我们弟兄姐妹都有这样的经历。
I think brothers and sisters have such experience.
我们都会看新闻或者是看手机，有时候看太久。
We often watch news or our cell phones. Sometimes it takes such a long time.
因为实在有很多很吸引人的东西。
Because there are so many attractive things.
我们就常常会失去那个 self 节制。
So we often lose self-control.
或者像现在冬天天气比较冷。
Or right now in the winter it's been cold.
所以早晨起来会是一个 challenge.
So it has been a challenge when we have to wake up in the morning.
有时候闹钟响了，我们还是不愿意起床。
Sometimes after the alarm goes off, we are still not willing to wake up.
我们常常发现我们自己靠自己是没有用的。
Very often we realize that by our own effort, it really does not work.
这个就是要靠圣灵。
So it has to be by the Holy Spirit.
我们需要随从圣灵而行。
So we have to walk in the Spirit.
圣灵受圣灵的管制。
To follow the control of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵叫我们停，我们就 follow 圣灵就停。
So when the Holy Spirit asks us to stop, then we obey and stop.
圣灵叫我们做，我们才做。
Only when the Holy Spirit asks us to do, then we do it.
我们需要能够敏于圣灵的带领。
We have to be very sensitive to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
这也是我一直在学习的功课。
So this is also a lesson I've been learning.
另外一点就是我觉得如果 要随从灵而行的话。
Another point about walk in the Spirit.
我们需要常常被圣灵充满。
We have to be often filled by the Holy Spirit.
在圣经当中有很多的例子讲到被圣灵充满。
There are many examples in the Bible talk about filled by the Holy Spirit.
首先就是主耶稣他自己。
First is the Lord Jesus himself.
在路加福音第四章第一节里边。
Gospel of Luke chapter 4 verse 1.
说耶稣被圣灵充满，从约旦河回来，圣灵将他引到旷野，四十天受魔鬼的试探。
But Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness.
所以主耶稣在四十天受魔鬼试探之前
，So before our Lord Jesus was being tempted by the Satan forty days，
他是先被圣灵充满，然后才能够胜过这些魔鬼各样的试探。
He first was filled by the Holy Spirit, then therefore he was able to overcome with all the temptations.
主耶稣都需要被圣灵充满，何况我们呢？
Even our Lord Jesus needs to be filled by the Holy Spirit. What about us?
圣经当中还有一些是圣徒被圣灵充满的例子。
And there are other examples of the saints being filled by the Holy Spirit in the Bible.
像斯提凡。
Like Stephen.
在使徒行传的第六章三到五节。
Acts chapter 6 verse 3 to 5.
使徒行传第六
章 Acts chapter 6
yeah, 如果我们可以翻到使徒行传第六章
Acts chapter 6
yeah, 他们、从你们当中选出七个有好名声、被圣灵充满智慧充足的人你就派他管理这事
Look out, therefore, brethren, from among yourselves, seven men well reported of, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, who we will establish over this business.
第五节就讲到，第五节当中就讲到斯提凡，是大有信心，圣灵充满的人。
Verse 5 mentioned about Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Spirit.
所以斯提凡在这个第七使徒行传第七章五十五节里边，同样他讲到。因为被圣灵充满，他就看到天上天开了。
So also Stephen in chapter 7 verse 55, because he was being filled by the Holy Spirit, therefore he saw heavens open.
第七章五十五节。
Chapter 7 verse 55.
所以斯提凡被圣灵充满，他就天了，看到天开了，人子站在神的右边。
As Stephen was being filled by the Holy Spirit, therefore he saw the heavens open and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
还有一位就是巴拿巴在也是在使徒行传的第十一章的二十二到二十四。
And also Barnabas, Acts chapter 11 verse 22 to 24.
所以他就讲到巴拿巴也是、应该是在二十四巴拿巴是在二十四节里边讲到他被圣灵充满
So in verse 24 here mentioned about Barnabas was a man full of the Holy Spirit、
所以我觉得这些圣经提到这些人呢 他应该一个状态就是常常被圣灵充满
So I think as the Bible mentions about those people that they are under the condition of always being filled by the Holy Spirit、
他不是偶尔的被圣灵充满
Not just once in a while being filled by the Holy Spirit.
所以我觉得对我们来说，我们如果每天的跟主耶稣交通和他亲近的时间是非常的重要的。
So it's very important that when we fellowship and draw close to the Lord every day.
我想现在因为疫情的缘故，我们很多弟兄姐妹都在家里上班。
Because of the pandemic, I think many brothers and sisters work from home.
这样可以省去很多 commute 交通的时间
，which saves a lot of commute time。
我们很多时候这些时间就可以用来和主亲近，用来祷告、读经。
So that very often we can use such time to draw close to the Lord to read the Bible。
特别是早晨一天的开始。
Especially in the morning, the beginning of the day。
我个人的经历就是。 如果我们有足够的时间跟足够和主有足够的亲近的话。
So my own experience that if we have enough time to draw close to the Lord,
就会被圣灵充满。
Then can be full of the Holy Spirit.
随从圣灵就相对容易一些。
And then it becomes easier to walk in the Spirit.
反过来，如果没有被圣灵充满。
On the other hand, if not with the full of the Holy Spirit,
没有好好的亲近主的话。
And not draw close to the Lord thoroughly.
这个肉体就很容易被挑动。
Then the flesh can be easily stirred up.
所以在以弗所书的第五章十八节里面。
So in Book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 18.
他说十八节说不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。
Here says and be not drunk with wine in which is the brokery, but be filled with the Spirit.
所以圣灵和肉体这两个和情欲是彼此相争的。
So that the Holy Spirit is against the flesh and lust.
所以要被圣灵充满，就是需要弃绝肉体。
So being filled by the Holy Spirit has to deny the flesh.
还有一点就是我觉得我们学习随从圣灵，我们在祷告的时候也可以学习随从圣灵。
And another point about learning to walk in the Spirit, which is we can learn during prayers.
在犹大书的二十节里边。
In Book of Jude, verse 20.
讲到在圣灵里祷告。
Talk about to pray in the Spirit.
Yeah. 犹大书二十节。
Jude chapter 1 verse 20.
在你们弟兄们，你们要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告。
Build yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit.
所以就说，我觉得这个是能够提醒我们我们需要祷告的我们要在那个圣灵里边。
So here reminds us that when we pray, we have to be in the Spirit.
要进入灵里的祷告。
To enter into the prayer of the Spirit.
然后在其实如果我们能够进入灵里面祷告的话，我们就可以在祷告当中要摸神的心意。
When we can enter into the prayer in the Spirit, then through prayers we can try to sense the heart of the Lord.
再去按照主的心意来祷告。
And to pray according to the Lord's will.
这当中也需要我们学习能够放下我们自己的意思。
And here we also have to learn to lay down our own will.
我记得Amy 姐妹她曾经来到我们中间。
I remember our sister Amy came in the middle of us.
她跟我们讲对待孩子们态度呢有基本总结三个字，就是 soft, firm, 还有 consistent.
So she mentioned to us the attitude we should be toward our children is soft, consistent and firm.
Yes, soft, firm and consistent.
Sorry, soft, firm and consistent.
Yeah, 我就觉得这个实在是非常的不容易。
I think it's very not easy.
因为好像 soft 和 firm 这两个是很多是彼此矛盾的。
Because soft and firm seems contradicting with one another.
你如果要 如果是 soft 的话，你就没办法 firm.
If you have to be soft, then you cannot be firm.
如果 firm 的话，很多时候就不会那么 soft.
And when you are firm, then very often you are not soft enough.
所以就跟主耶稣祷告。
So then, I pray to the Lord.
就后来在祷告的时候就主耶稣说你就跟我说你靠我自己做不到。
Then in prayers, the Lord told me that by myself I cannot do it.
只有求主帮助。
Only need the Lord's help.
我愿意把自己交给他。
I'm willing to commit myself unto Him.
然后圣灵就开始做工。
Then the Holy Spirit will start to work.
当我把自己交出去的时候，圣灵就会引导。
When I offer myself up, then the Holy Spirit guides.
就跟孩子们讲话的时候就很自然，就说出来的话就能够在 soft 和 firm 上这两个有很好的结合。
So then what I say very naturally have the combination of soft and firmness.
啊，所以我觉得这个在灵里边能够受圣灵，在祷告时候在灵里边受圣灵引导啊，非常的重要。
So it's very important that we can be guided by the Holy Spirit in prayers.
有弟兄，刚才我看到有弟兄说我这个声音不够响，现在够了吗？
So as I saw brother mentioned that my voice was not loud enough, I'm not sure if it's okay now.
有说我声音比翻译的还要轻。
现在
声音好，
可以吗？没问题。OK 好。
没问题，没问题。
OK。然后如果我们进入灵里祷告，还有就是主耶稣会在灵里边也向我们说话。
So if we enter into the prayer of the Spirit, then the Lord Jesus also speak to us in the Spirit.
我自己在祷告的时候，在当初有找工作的时候。
When I was seeking jobs, when I prayed.
就后来祷告到后面，主就跟我说，他一定会眷顾我。
Toward the very end, the Lord told me that He would definitely be watchful over me.
虽然他没有说怎么样帮助我。
Even though he did not tell me how he could help me.
但是就是里面就有确据，就确据主一定会帮助我。
But there was assurance that the Lord would definitely help me.
所以这个是在灵里边祷告到一个地步，跟主能够完全的进入灵里边的一个状态。
So that was the condition when we pray to the point we can completely enter into the Spirit.
然后如果真的能够进入灵里的祷告的话，能够随着圣灵而祷告，就常常的结果就是灵很释放。
So if we can truly enter into the prayer of in the spirit, and at the result of that is we can be feel so set free in the spirit.
我自己经历就是有时候祷告到后面就会有眼泪，但那个不是哭的眼泪。
So my experience is that toward the end of prayer that my eyes are filled of tears, but which was not crying.
常常这个时候就是灵里边很释放的时候。
And that's often the time when my spirit is so set free.
另外一点我就想，我觉得在薄饼聚会的时候，我们也可以一起来学习随从圣灵而行。
And also during the Lord's table, we can also together learn walk in the spirit.
我们可以学习受同一个圣灵的带领。
And we can learn to be guided by the same Holy Spirit.
不论我们的点诗歌或者是祷告，都是要学习受圣灵的引导。
Regardless of hymns or when we pray, we have to learn to be guided by the Holy Spirit.
记得也有弟兄在主日的时候跟我们交通。
And I remember a brother shared with us once on the Lord's Day.
我们这个诗歌本当中有很多的分类。
And there are many different categories in our hymn book.
前面有一大部分都是关于讲到那个赞美和感谢主的。
The front part has a lot talks about to praise and to thank the Lord.
我想这个不是一个规条。
I think it's not a rule.
因为实在如果我们受圣灵带领的话，我们就会发现我们这些感谢赞美的诗歌或者纪念主的诗歌实在太丰富了。
If we can truly be guided by the Lord, by the Spirit, then we know there are so many and all those hymns to praise and thank the Lord are so rich.
圣灵带领我们唱这些诗歌的时候，我们都会里边有新鲜活泼的不一样的感受。
When the Holy Spirit guides us to sing those hymns, each one of us will have this new and living feeling.
而且在薄饼聚会的时候，这个有一个圣灵的流。
And during the Lord's table, there's the flow of the Holy Spirit.
我们通常纪念主，都是从主的死开始。
Often when we start to remember the Lord, it begins with the death of the Lord.
然后那个圣灵就慢慢带。
And the Holy Spirit slowly to guide.
带到主的复活升天，然后带到主的宝座。
And guide to the resurrection, ascension, and to the throne of the Lord.
最后圣灵会带到赞美父神或者是圣灵。
And finally, the Holy Spirit guide us to praise the Father.
或者是在纪念到主的再来。
or remember the Lord's return.
这也不是一个规条。
And that's also not a rule.
而是圣灵在里面来做工。
But that's been done by the work of the Holy Spirit.
所以如果我们学习随从圣灵带领。
Therefore, if we learn to follow by the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
如果我们都受圣灵的管制的话。
And if we are under the control of the Holy Spirit.
那个圣灵的流就很通畅。
Then the flow of the Holy Spirit is very smooth.
有的时候如果我们只是我们这个可能周间我们有生命一些经历。
Or sometimes if we have some experience during our weekdays.
或者一些生命经历的诗歌特别摸着我们的心的话。
Or maybe some hymns about the experience of life that truly touch us.
如果我们在伯明修的时候唱这些诗歌的话。
If we sing those hymns during the Lord's table.
那个圣灵的流就会被岔出去。
Then the flow of the Holy Spirit might be deviated.
所以另外一点就是在伯明聚会的时候如果圣灵感动我们祷告的话我们就要学习不要消灭圣灵的感动。
And also during the Lord's table, if the Holy Spirit touches us to pray, then we have to learn do not quench the Spirit.
有的时候圣灵感动我然后但是我里边有些犹豫有些迟疑。
Sometimes when the Holy Spirit touches me, but I hesitate.
然后就会错过那个祷告机会。
Then I missed the chance to pray.
然后就聚会完了以后就向神悔改没有随从圣灵。
Then after the gathering, I repent to the Lord, I did not follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们在伯明聚会当中也可以学习随从圣灵而行。
So that during the Lord's table, we can also learn to walk in the Spirit.
我想最后再讲一点就是我们现在是处在一个末后的时代。
So at the end, I would like to share that now we're at the last days.
现在外面的大环境也是越来越黑暗。
And the overall circumstances become darker.
主回来脚步也是越来越近了。
And the Lord's return is getting closer and closer.
在启示录十九章第七节里边。
Revelation chapter 19 verse 7.
这边讲到说我们要欢喜快乐将荣耀归给他因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了心腹也自己预备好了
Let's rejoice and exalt and give him glory for the marriage of the Lamb is come and his wife has made herself ready
主回来脚步越来越近
The steps of our Lord's return is very imminent
羔羊的婚宴也快到了
And so is the marriage of the Lamb is to come
所以心腹也应该应该预备好。
And therefore his wife should make herself ready.
记得我们有去过Virginia 参加过特会的弟兄姐妹。
Remember those when we went to Virginia for conference.
我们一百多岁的老弟兄常常提醒我们 Are you ready?
An elderly brother who is over 100 years old always remind us Are you ready?
我记得有一次可能在一堂的信息当中弟兄就提醒了好几次说 Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready?
I remember during one message that our brother mentioned so many times that Are you ready?
弟兄的负担特别重
Our brother's burden was so heavy
我觉得弟兄 也提醒我们我们如何能够预备
And our brother also reminded us how we can be ready
他就说提醒我们是要学习顺服我们里边圣灵微小的声音。
And he reminds us that we have to learn to obey the still small voice of the Holy Spirit within us.
需要常常摸我们里边的感觉。
Often have to touch the sense within us.
要受里边圣灵的管制。
And being controlled by the Holy Spirit within.
所以我想主将来回来的时候我们每一个圣徒都会来到基督台前受有这个基督台前的审判。
So I think that when our Lord returns, that each one of us will come before the judgment seat of Christ.
主那时候审判呢，他不会跟我们讲理由的。
When our Lord judges at that time, he will not reason with us.
我们现在有很多的 excuse， 我们现在有很多可以讲很多理由。
Right now we have so many excuses.
我自己也常常会讲理由。
I myself often talk about excuse.
遇到很多事情，就会总是找些理由出来。
Whenever I face many things, I always give excuses.
为自己辩护。
And I contend for myself.
这个总是不是自己的错。
So it's always not my fault.
不会承认我们自己有问题。
Not confess it's my fault.
但到那个时候，到基督审判台前，主不会跟我们讲理由。
But when we come before the judgment seat of Christ, the Lord will not reason with us.
我想主会跟我们说，我现在我们在地上啊，主给我们这么多机会操练随从圣灵，我们都没有把握好。
I think the Lord might tell us that right now on earth, the Lord has given us so many opportunities to exercise, to walk in the Spirit, but we did not take hold of those opportunities.
如果我们现在没有好好把握的话，到时候就只有哀哭切齿。
If we do not take hold of those opportunities right now, then later on we should be gnashing and whipping. We should be whipping and gnashing our teeth.
所以时候不多了。
Therefore, we don't have much time left.
愿主能够帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
不论是个人还是团体。
Whether individually or corporately.
我们都能够常常的要学习随从圣灵而行。
So we always have to learn to walk in the Spirit.
我们学习听我们里边圣灵微小的声音。
And to learn to listen to the still small voice within us.
我们摸我们里边的感觉。
And touch our sense within.
我们也学习受圣灵的管制。
And to learn to be under the control of the Holy Spirit.
也愿我们能够常常被圣灵充满。
And do pray that we can often be filled by the Holy Spirit.
心腹能够预备好自己。
The bride can make herself ready.
能够欢欢喜喜的。迎接主的再来。
And joyfully welcome our Lord's return.
我想我今天就交通到这里。
So I share up to here for now.
我个人也是非常的不完全。
I personally is not perfect.
所以我想我交通的也一定不完全。
So I trust that my sharing was not perfect.
所以还要请弟兄姐妹把我所交通的带到主面前去分辨。
Therefore, please bring what I have shared to discern before the Lord.
我所交通的很多都是我现在正在学的，并且我很多也是我一生都要学的功课。
Also, what I have shared are many lessons I'm learning now, and also the lifelong lessons.
愿主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy upon us.
好，我们有个祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们还是把我们今天所交通的都交到你的手中。
Lord, we offer back what we have shared back to your hands.
仰望你宝血的洁净。
May your precious blood cleanse those.
不合主心意的愿主除去。
If anything not according to your will, may you remove it.
有合主心意的，也愿你给我们有回头的亮光。
Anything according to your will, then may you give us light as we look back.
盼望我们在这个末后的世代，我们真的是能够预备好我们自己。
We do pray that at the last days that we can truly make ourselves ready.
帮助我们能够学习随从圣灵而行。
Help us so we can walk in the Spirit.
使我们能够预备好，能够迎接你再来。
So we can be ready and prepare for a return.
所以我们再次把我们自己都交在你的手中。
Once again, we offer ourselves unto your hands.
谢谢主，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank the Lord in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.